Duryodhana, Shakuni, and Karna confer after the Pandava's departure. Duryodhana is furious and urges his father to invite them back for a second match. Duryodhana's mother, Gandhari, urges Dhritarashtra to reject Duryodhana's proposal. But the invitation is made, and Yudhishthira again accepts. The stake is 13 years of exile, 12 years in poverty, followed by 1 year in disguise. Yudhishthira loses, and the Pandavas go into exile. Vidura offers to take care of Kunti while her sons are away. Daumya, a priest, accompanies the Pandavas and Draupadi into exile. The Pandavas go to the Ganga River. Yudhishthira urges the people following them to go home, but some insist on staying. Yudhishthira prays to Surya, the sun god, who gives Yudhishthira a copper bowl with an endless supply of food. This allows Yudhishthira to feed the people who are with him. The Pandavas go to live with hermits in the wilderness. When he is exiled by Dhritarashtra, Vidura comes to join them. But Dhritarashtra's charioteer, Sanjaya, soon comes to summon Vidura back to Hastinapura, because Dhritarashtra cannot do without him. Shakuni, Duryodhana, and Karna are urging an attack on the Pandavas, but Vyasa urges peace instead.